presentations together discussing the challenges and opportunities. You know, you don't have to look very long or very hard to find challenges. We're all dealing with a lot of different challenges. But there are also opportunities out there, and I think that as we are involved in this business of cotton production, we really need to be looking at these challenges as opportunities. Opportunities to learn new things, opportunities to improve our production systems, opportunities to improve our efficiencies. We need to be positive about this. It reminds me of a sign. A friend of mine told me he saw a sign in a veterinarian office that said veterinarian/taxidermist. Either way, you get your dog back. And so this gentleman had a very good way of taking challenges and turning them into opportunities. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is some of the challenges that we're facing in the West. What are some of the opportunities to address those challenges? Really, in 2007, the West had a really good year. California, Arizona, and New Mexico. We had a pretty good season early, good planting season. We had a little bit of some choppy weather in the middle of April, but by and large, we had a really good planting season. We did have some lower production costs, and this was tied mainly to our lower pest pressure, and I'll talk about that more in a minute. In most of the West, we had really good early season fruit set. In Arizona, we had very low levels of severe heat stress, which contributed to higher fruit retention, which in turn eventually contributed to our higher yields. We had a nice, warm, open fall conditions, allowed us to get in and get the crop out without any major issues. And we generally had good yields, higher than average, and really no major concerns with fiber quality. Few pockets of some things, but nothing on a wide scale. As I mentioned, pest pressures were down considerably across the West. In Arizona, in 2006, we had the lowest foliar insecticide use in 28 years. In 2007, we're expecting to maybe even set a new record low. We didn't have much of a whitefly issue. Very, very light ligus across the state. But our crop diversity is changing. We're seeing increases in alfalfa acreage, seeing increases in ethanol interest, which is driving corn, sorghum, milo. So we can likely see a change, a shift in our pest complex. California, very similar situation. Generally light, nothing really widespread, ligus, aphid, and whitefly, but nothing real widespread. There was some reported increases in bollworm populations that we're seeing from the increase in corn acreage. So what did it look like in 2007? Well, in Arizona, we were down about 178,000 acres. The expected yield or projected yield is about 1,480 pounds per acre. Pima acreage is also down in Arizona to about 3,000 acres with a projected yield of about 880 pounds. California, interestingly, the Acala upland acres are down to 169,000, which is off considerably from what they were, with an average yield of 1,410 pounds. Pima is up, 260,000 acres of Pima, expected yield of about 1,345. This is interesting, the first year that Pima acreage has actually been higher than upland acres in California, or Acala. In New Mexico, Robert talked a little bit about that already. Interestingly, New Mexico has seen some pretty dramatic yield increases over the past 6 years. The next two figures that I have here, these two tables, look at the 2007 yield as a percentage of a six-year mean and as a percentage of 2006. And you can see you have the three states there lined on the left with both yield and acreage. Wherever you see green, we see an increase. Wherever you see red, we've seen a decrease. What's interesting here is every state has had an increase in yield over as a percent of the six-year mean. Arizona's up 8%, California's up 3%, New Mexico's up 28%. But in all of those states, we've seen a pretty dramatic drop in acreage. We're only at 76% of our six-year mean in Arizona, only 32% in California, and about 80% in New Mexico. If you look at the Pima acreage, a similar situation. Yield really hasn't changed a whole lot in Arizona, holding pretty steady. Acreage has dropped. In California, you can see that the yield has increased for Pima, but significant increases in acreage over that percent of that six-year mean. And also New Mexico increases in yield. So what are some of the challenges and opportunities? Well, in talking with growers and consultants across the West, as has already been mentioned, fertilizer costs are a major issue. Energy costs, competing crops, which are driving that. We're seeing $10 to $15 per hundredweight grain contracts in Arizona. That's driving a lot of the fertilizer at this point. Water supplies and costs, we're still in a drought condition in the West. Competition with urban growth, we're still dealing with, and some environmental issues in California. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Concerns over labor issues, availability of labor, and cost of that labor. The Arizona Worker Verification Program became effective in January of this year, and that's going to affect our labor pool and the cost associated with that labor. And so we're seeing growers that are adopting new technology, new harvest technology, to help control some of those costs. So as I mentioned before, fertilizer prices are going through the roof. We see a lot of fertilizers that are now between $400 and $500 a ton, $600 a ton. But I look at this also as an opportunity for our growers to take a look at their fertilizer management plans. As Robert said, we need to do soil sampling. We need to be looking at some of these things and looking at ways where we can possibly cut back. Drought conditions in the West, another major issue. You can see, I know California got a significant amount of snow over the last weekend, but we're still in a major drought. But we are seeing growers respond to that. We're seeing more efficient irrigation systems being installed. We've seen a considerable amount of subsurface drip irrigation going into Arizona, too. Other mitigating factors in California, the Delta smelt protection issues, which is a small fish. There's decisions being made right now that can potentially dramatically affect water supplies in the western San Joaquin Valley, which is where the majority of the remaining cotton is grown. And also drought conditions in Arizona and competition with urban development. This is a picture of the town of Maricopa, the satellite image that was taken in the late 1990s. Now you see the town of Maricopa and all the farmland around it. This is what it looks like today. You can see all the development that's gone on. That area in the blue is also already developed. So it's a major issue, and we're having to compete with that for land and for water. So what are we going to see for 2008? Well, I think we'll continue to see acreage decline. California estimates are anywhere from as little as 25,000 acres less to as much as 100,000 acres less. That's largely going to be dependent on the water supplies, both snowpack and issues with the decisions with regard to the Delta smelt. Probably will see increase in ELS acres. Won't necessarily be an increase in acres, but a shift from Acala to Pima. And we likely will see some new Pima transgenics available in 2008, which will be good. Arizona, New Mexico, likely going to see a decrease. Here, estimates anywhere from 10 to 20%. A lot of that is competition from other crops, small grain contracts, corn silage, other forages that are supporting the dairy industry, and again, water issues that we're facing in Arizona. So there are plenty of challenges, but I think our growers are addressing those challenges and dealing with them, and hopefully things will get better. I'm sure they will. Joel?